This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
I pitch tents in the trees.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
You can't get off right away.
Club, how do you find a male hooker?
It's pump.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Give it. Shit, you barbecue
and eat me.
Excited the erection.
My wife had somebody pee on her. I regret that clip.
Ew.
It was for a jellyfish sting.
Who hasn't been peed on, huh? Come on.
Yeah, you're right. No, not me.
Never got peed. Well, that's a locker room thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not me.
Look, I've been peed on. Peed on others. It happens.
It's just urine.
Yeah. Look, that's a locker room classic. If you played at a certain level, I believe that you have been urinated on. That just kind of that goes with the territory. I had a buddy of mine. It was like his favorite thing in the world.
Would you like courtroom audio?
Yes.
I love this kind of stuff. This guy's name is Judge Jeffrey Middleton. He is in Michigan. He has become somewhat of a YouTube sensation because his courtroom is no nonsense.
He's just a barrel of monkeys, huh?
And when they film the... Because, you know, everything's on Zoom now through the COVIDs. Mm-hmm. There's like 8 billion hours of Michigan courtroom film, and somebody goes through it and they post Judge Middleton's goings on.
All right. And this, I'm guessing he's just an old crotchety, you know.
He looks like an aging lesbian, as you like to say.
Oh, yeah. The Keith Urban look. What's his name? I got to look
his name
up.
Is Judge Jeffrey Middleton. And he has had such YouTube sensations as... there was one where he pointed out that you shouldn't zoom to court from the driver's seat of a car when you're on trial for several traffic violations.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you are so spot on with the aging lesbian thing.
Yeah, he looks like Bruce Jenner before Caitlyn.
That is fascinating that so many guys go down that road.
He also adjourned a hearing after learning that a defendant accused of abuse appeared in the same apartment as the plaintiff.
Look, I'm guessing that if you are a judge, you probably see stuff on a day-to-day basis that most people can't fully comprehend.
So he actually even put out a statement, and he said he was talking to his YouTube live chatters or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said he is aware of his growing fandom. He said, we've started to become a popular spot for people to watch court proceedings, and that's all good. We're transparent, but we've developed a community of followers who post things on chat, which are grossly inappropriate. And so the prosecutor brought me some text from this morning from Gorilla Glue number 4 and a bunch of other people who are posting inappropriate things on our chat feed. So I'm going to turn it off. So that's the only time he's ever actually been on there. But he is a very serious judge. He's a very serious man. And this is the latest.
Do you want? Would you rather have?
No, I want the serious judge. Yeah, I love it.
I was say, you either have the serious judge or you got like Harry Anderson over there. I'm you not know, so certain I want my judge out there, you know, like yucking it up.
Everything is so absurd these days.
Yeah.
That I feel like the courts are like the last bastion of, you know, like protocol and accountability. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want.
Like, I was when I served on jury duty or almost anyway, I got kicked off. But that judge was a badass and he didn't say much, but he had that presence. Yeah, like, do not F with me.
Yeah, you want someone there.
I want that.
Yes.
You need to have that.
You need a rock up there.
Ain't no jokes up in court, yo.
You don't need a Judge Ito in there, right? Just,
right.
Just give me someone there that's going to play
that's
by the
serious.
That's playing by the rule book and holds everyone accountable.
Okay, so this is his latest from Judge Jeffrey Middleton. This is from his court today. Now, you're going to have to listen close, okay?
Okay.
Ears to the radio.
Then we'll bring this fool in.
Okay, so this person talking is Judge Middleton.
Okay.
And he is Zooming. He's getting ready to present all on Zoom. The attorneys are there. There's other people. The court scribe or whatever is there. And then the defendant shows up. So there's about eight people on this Zoom call, okay? And he is starting the proceedings.
Okay. Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you. Yes.
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name.
Why
would that? I'll discuss that in a little bit. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
Why? Well, I apologize.
That in a bit.
That should not
yeah,
be.
You should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Oh, there's the the attorneys are laughing. There is Judge Jeffrey Middleton. He is a ball of fun.
He does not sound like he's having a great time in court.
And I love that he put him in Zoom timeout. So what happened was that is the guy who was on trial. He ended up he pled guilty. Or that was the hearing for him. He pled guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia.
I kind of wish I knew what the full name was, but you know. What...
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So it's Butt
F-er.
Okay. 3,000.
That was his screen name. So all their names pop up under their picture on Zoom, you know, their video.
Yeah, yeah.
And his was B-F-er 3,000. And he called him out on it, which I thought was great. And then put him in Zoom timeout.
The guy's like, not aware.
Like, what?
Not aware of that, sir. I'm so sorry. Do you think that was an accident? Like that was just a screen name that he had, and when he logged in, it automatically
yes.
popped up.
I think that he has. Well, I don't know what kind of Zoom calls that dude's on with a screen name of BF or 3000, but don't think I want to know.
I think that's on the Brazzers chat room is where that bro is hanging out.
So
and
I think
if you've ever played video games, and Mike can attest to this because he's a gamer. I just see sometimes, like, I'll go in there with my kid and I'll play, and some of the screen names that pop up, like when he's playing, like, Call of Duty or whatever.
Horrific.
I would say that BF or 3000 is probably one of the more tame things.
Oh, that's incredibly tame.
That
yeah.
you're going to see on there.
Yeah.
There's, yeah,
all these systems and services have filters to catch them, but there's also, you know, ways to get around it by putting numbers instead of letters and. Making your clan tag something different so it creates it. You know.
Well, anyway, this guy surely forgot that at some point on Zoom he had logged in as BF or 3000. And so he goes to court with it, and Middleton is having none of it. And I loved it.
That's got to be a terrifying, like...
Oh, totally.
Where you realize that whether it's like with a professor or a judge or, you know, a cop or whatever... Everyone's had that moment where you realize that your unique brand of humor or whatever you think is funny is not. It's like when I had my Gordie Howe moment and I tried to open with a joke and it just, you realize you're in over your head and you're dealing with someone that just hates your very existence. That's an intimidating place.
Imagine if you're that guy, and he's a moron, but imagine logging in and you pop up and you're like, okay, I'm in. I'm at court on time, right?
Yeah.
And then you read that. And now you're like, I got to log off, but yeah, I can't log off because now I'm going to be late for court.
You know what? At that point, you just got to steer into the...
Hope he doesn't see it.
You just got to steer into the BF 3000 and hope that... Hope that it goes unnoticed.
Well, Middleton caught it.
nothing gets by nothing Judge gets by Middleton.
Mr. Excitement there. Good stuff.
Jeez. Ah, the magic of Zoom.
Yeah, and somebody said this judge is probably over Zoom, too. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah. He probably is so tired of that crap. Doing cases on there.
He probably sees some of... Plus... I've only been in court a handful of times in my life, like maybe two or three, and it's never been, you know, anything like bad. But I gotta be careful.
Don't be careful. Just all right. Throw it out there. What are you gonna say?
Every time you go to a courthouse,
Big Souk, everybody.
The people that you see at the courthouse, maybe not top shelf. Maybe the expiration date has passed a little bit. Just anytime I've been in a courtroom situation, I'm sure some of these were very fine, upstanding members of community. But the three or four times that I've ever been in a court setting at a courthouse, I just look around and I think, my God, these are the people that walk through these doors every single day. Even like... What was it, like 2 years ago, I officially adopted my oldest child when she was like 21 years old. And so we had to go to family court to make the adoption official. I was her years ago when she was like four. I became her legal guardian. We changed her name to mine, but the adoption was not official. And so for Father's Day, like 2 years ago, we did this and we had to go to we had to go before a judge and do the whole thing to complete the adoption. And that was my first time in family court. Can't say I've ever been there before. If you ever want to lose faith in humanity, my man, go to family court. I felt so bad for the kids. You just look around and let's just say, imagine like a bus stop, like a Greyhound bus stop in, let's say Manhattan, Kansas at about 2:30 in the morning. And that's kind of what you see in family court. And
Are those other people looking around, looking at you, thinking the same thing?
No, I was wearing a suit.
Yeah, but they looked at you like, oh, that dude. Look at his tats.
No, it was all covered up with a suit. And I can only imagine what that judge saw in family court. In fact, I'm going to take a guess and say that family court is probably the most jaded of all the courtrooms that you can get.
This reminds me of a Serial. Did you ever listen to Serial podcast?
Yeah.
One they had several seasons.
Yeah. But they dealt with one specific case.
Yeah. There was one they did where it was not one specific case. They just documented the court system in, I think it was like Cleveland or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you want a good behind the scenes look at what it's really like for attorneys and for judges and for perps and for, you know, just everyone that's in the system. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, not a lot of people spend time in the system. You don't want to be in that system.
No.
But when you are, it is eye-opening, and it's really kind of sad to listen to her document what it's really like. It's not good. You won't like it.
No. Well, again, when just sitting there in that family court, you're looking around at all these kids, you're looking at the parents, and you're looking at those poor kids, and you're like, you don't have a chance. Like, you just...
Well, and some of the BS that goes on, like the deals between attorney, like some of these attorneys are really bad. Yeah. Some of them are really shady.
Well, it's a lot of public defenders that are probably buried by a gajillion cases.
It's exactly. Ugh. They're busy. They don't care. They're jaded. It's just awful. Yeah. It's awful. It's awful. All right, are we done here? You're playing on your phone.
Oh, I was looking at a message. I thought we were.
Who messaged you?
Well, it's my daughter's birthday, so I thought it may have something to do with that.
Happy birthday, Oren.
Yes.
Is it Oren?
Yes, it is.
How old is she now?
15. 16. Age.
God. She's almost in college. Next year or two years?
2 years.
So she'll be going into her junior?
Yep.
God, you're almost there, fella.
Getting close. Getting close.
What are you going to do when you're an empty nester?
Blow.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll take a break. I've got
love cocaine.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news coming up next on The Fan. All right, we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees of 2021 being revealed today. I always love this.
My buddy Shane, who's a ticket guy, rock and roll sort of fellow, he texted me livid today, outraged. I believe the quote was, "What an effing joke."
Well,
with the exclusion of the great Iron Maiden.
Every year, there are people that get in that it's like, who is that again? You got to read up a little bit.
It shouldn't be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should just be the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's people get all butthurt when, you know, rock and roll. It's Chaka Khan's in there. It's a rock and roll. It's not rock and roll. It's just the Music Hall of
Fame. Well, Chaka Khan did not get in.
Oh, I thought she got in a couple years ago.
I don't think so. I thought she was on the ballot this year.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. But this year, the inductees will be the Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's.
Does that one surprise anyone else? Like, what? I thought they were just like an 80s.
Look, I'm convinced that if you...
An 80s, like, one-album pop group that...
No.
I don't know.
The Go-Go's were bigger than
I
that.
I don't give them enough credit, I guess.
I don't think I could name a Go-Go song. I could probably go, oh, I know that song.
But wasn't Vacation the Go-Go's?
No.
Am I wrong?
That was the Go-Go's.
Yeah, that's a great song.
That was?
Vacation all ever wanted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that song. Okay.
Yeah, that was the Go-Go's. And they got the...
Belinda Carlisle was one of them, I think.
Yeah, and they've got the... For a while there, they were big, and then they broke up. But they've got... We've got the beat. We've got
the beat.
What else is...
Oh, I hate that song, but I do know that one.
Yeah, they've got more than... They've got more than one or two hits.
Wow, did you know they're still together?
I did not know they were still together. They did the reunion Search for More Money tour.
Well, apparently they were active from 78 to 85, which is way longer than I thought back in the 80s. I thought they'd put out like one album and then had some pop success and went away. Then they were together in the 90s. They were active again in 1994, and they've been active from 1999 to present.
Interesting. Now,
five of them.
I watched what was the MTV series that they used to do? Behind the Music?
Yeah.
The Go-Go's were... They partied hard. They were like, think of everything, because, you know, they were all like these supposedly goody-two-shoe girls. Dude, they partied like regular male rock stars. They were like banging groupies and doing all kinds of like, you know, they were like on ecstasy and blow. And I guess it was just like an absolute S show.
Well, and Belinda Carlisle is a hot.
Oh, yeah.
She was...
I'd 100% party with Belinda Carlisle.
Didn't she just do a bit on the... Not the Grammys. Was it the Grammys? Yeah, she was on the Grammys.
Was she?
This year.
Don't know.
She did a little vignette on there. Anyway, the Go-Go's got in. Jay-Z is in.
Okay. So again, he should be in, but that's where people are going to get all butthurt and they'll be like, well, he's not rock and roll. No, you got to get over the rock and roll thing. Jay-Z is one of the most influential artists over the last 30 years.
Is there a rap Hall of Fame? I don't think so, right?
No.
So yeah.
Well, all you have to do to be eligible for this, it's you have to be an individual artist or band. You have to have released your first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination, and you have to have made music that they say changed music, which is really vague. So, you know, that gives it, it's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, you could be any genre. So the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Carole King, Tina Turner was probably the headliner.
Yeah, Tina Turner is wonderful.
She is she's a goddess. And Foo Fighters got in.
So now, and I'm sure there's other people.
Oh, wait, sorry. And Todd Rundgren, who I'm not familiar with.
Todd Rundgren.
That sounds familiar to me.
He's in.
What is he an individual or is he with someone else? That name sounds familiar to me and I can't put my finger on it. Todd Rundgren.
I don't know. I don't know much about him.
I think I bought a used Chevy from him once.
He was in the Cars.
Okay, maybe that's where that sounds familiar to me. I don't know I'm sure there's other people that have done this, probably as in a band and then solo, but how about Dave Grohl twice?
Two time, yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Nirvana and the Foo Fighters.
How about it, bro? Now, they have a fan vote. So they got some snooty, panel that votes them in,
Sure.
But they also have a fan vote, and it's a big thing. A lot of fans vote on it. Do you know who finished last? So there were 16 nominees.
Nominees?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull them all up here. One second.
I'm looking here at all the different classes. I guess it started in 86. Was the first class.
HBO airs the induction ceremony, which is always really good. I love watching it every year.
Yeah.
Because they're capable of playing, the inductee will play.
Or they have like other famous artists that will get up and do it.
And it's really good. And then they give good speeches and stuff.
Yeah, the first year, by the way, was bananas, obviously. But the first year in 86, they went Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke.
Hell yeah.
Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers.
Let's go.
Buddy Holly, Robert Johnson, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Jimmy Rogers. I mean, they went... They went bananas.
Well, they were a little backed up.
Well, yeah. And it was
if their rule is 25 years prior, there's a lot of great artists.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm just going year by year. Some of these, though, are... some years are a little more, a little thinner than others.
So here were the 16 nominees this year. Foo Fighters, Go-Go's, Jay-Z. Those were all first-timers, by the way, and they got in.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, and they did not make it, and my buddy is pissed.
Devo. Kate Bush, Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan, Fela Kuti.
Oh, so Chaka Khan did not get in.
No.
She's just been nominated a couple times.
Three times she's been nominated, hasn't made it. LL Cool J's been nominated six times and not gotten in.
The ladies love Cool James.
New York Dolls, Rage Against the Machine, and Dionne Warwick. So maybe it's not 16.
Okay.
But anyway, do you know who finished last on the fan vote?
Dionne Warwick.
Jay-Z.
What?
Yeah. Dead
wow.
last.
Dude, that's...
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick... There was more Dionne Warwick fans that went online and voted for her than Jay-Z?
Apparently so.
How is that even possible?
Well, the olds, you
Dionne
know.
Warwick
I'm going
is...
to assume that people voting on this do not appreciate rap as a type of music.
I guarantee.
If he's last.
But he got in.
Dionne Warwick is like... She's doing like the psychic infomercials and is on like the Masked Singer.
Wait.
Oh, but
so
she...
more people voted for LL Cool J than Jay-Z?
Yes. More people voted for all of those people than Jay-Z.
Right, but if I'm just looking for the rappers that were on the list. Like,
yeah.
You're going to put Jay-Z last?
Well, it's fans.
One of the biggest rappers ever?
There's a reason why they have a panel, an astute panel, and don't let the fans let everyone in, you know. But Jay-Z finished last. Also, Iron Maiden finished... They got more fan votes than Foo Fighters did. The people love Iron Maiden.
I love Iron Maiden.
What do they sing?
I am a diehard...
Run to the Hills.
You won't... Yeah, that's the only one that you would know. But they do Hallowed Be Thy Name. They got The Trooper... Aces High. Look,
they got a ton of amazing.
They got a ton of big hits. I'm telling you though,
Iron. Do you know Run to the Hills, Isaac?
You'd have to play it for me.
Run to the hills. You would have heard Run to the Hills.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
That's for your life.
That's their only really big hit. But I'm telling you, to this day, Iron Maiden, not in this country necessarily, but Iron Maiden still plays to like 30 and 40,000 seat packed stadiums.
They're
all around.
They're still touring?
Yeah, the metal is a much bigger deal like down in Brazil and South America than it is here. Iron Maiden is still a big, huge freaking draw. I saw them at the Tacoma Dome a number of years ago. Iron Maiden is a big deal in the metal world. But
well, they didn't get in.
They did not get in.
All right.
Apparently, Todd Rundgren not in the Cars.
Well, it says on his Wikipedia he was.
Texters are telling us that you're an idiot.
Well, I'm just reading internet.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
He was a solo artist and producer.
I'm sorry.
His big hit is Hello, It's Me.
Hello. Is that it? Yeah, it says right here. Cars. F.U.
Did he produce the Cars?
Uh-huh.
See, this guy's saying Eric Clapton is inducted as a member of Cream and Individual, but has anyone been a member of two bands? Because Dave Grohl, member of Nirvana and Foo Fighters. That's got to be somewhat rarefied air.
Maybe he wasn't in the Cars. Anyway, I've never heard of him.
Not a lot of people are frontmen for two huge bands either.
Well,
you know, people
was,
do multiple bands.
He
but,
wasn't the frontman though for
Nirvana.
Well,
okay, that's true.
Still. Yeah. Foo Fighters, one of my all-time favorite bands, and it's about damn time. Not really, because like this was the first year they were up for it.
All right, up next, what band is selling its catalog for $140 million?
Iron Maiden.
No, but I wonder how much their catalog would go for.
No, the catalog industry right now is
a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Very big deal.
Yeah.
6:38, here's Mike.
A fan. Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, by the way, there's one texter saying Dionne Warwick, absolutely Hall of Fame. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, she was a big deal. Now she's like, she's a joke, but she was a big deal.
She's not a joke.
She's a joke.
She is not. She's Dionne Warwick. She's just old.
Rob, she goes on the Psychic Network, man. She's a joke.
Well, look, she should be in the Hall of Fame. She's amazing. I did listen to some Iron Maiden over the break. I am not very familiar with their work.
But you're familiar with Run to the
yeah.
Hills,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I recognize that. And that's then like, I listened to Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, I...
And by the way, he was a part of the Cars. It was just the new Cars, which are the stupid Cars, like the fake Cars. He formed them without... I mean, Rick Ocasek wasn't in them.
Yeah.
So, but he was a part of the Cars. So... Screw you.
By the way, I'm looking up young Miss Warwick, and it's weird when you only know someone as being old. Like, you know, because now you see stars that, you know, they age, but I only know Dionne Warwick as old. And looking at her young, it's always weird, like seeing young Betty White or something. But I kind of dug what she had.
Yeah, she's hot.
Dug what she had going on back in the day.
She could belt it out, man.
Oh, yeah, she's got great pipes. It's just, it's... I think it's kind of sad, and I know it's not her fault because so many of those people got taken advantage of back in the day and, you know, didn't get any money and, you know, they kind of got screwed over. But I always think it's kind of sad when you see someone who at one point was a huge star and then they're like, you know, they're doing horrid things to try to put together, a couple shekels here and there. It's like when you watch Jerry Mathers, like, dude, you were the Beeb and now you're like opening a shopping mall. You know, you're cutting the ribbon on it.
Is that what he's doing?
He goes around and does appearances. Like, he opens, like,
well,
supermarkets.
He's the Beef. People want
to
see him.
I know, but you're paying, like, you're getting, like, $500 to go cut a ribbon at a mall. It's hard for me to see greatness kind of reduced to that.
So I was teasing this. There's a band that is getting ready to sell their entire catalog for $140 million.
Good for them.
That's a lot of dough.
Hell yeah.
I was just reading... Twisted Sister, I guess Dee Snider sold out in 2015 for a lot of money.
Someone bought the Twisted Sister catalog. What, yep. All two songs?
Yeah, because he was in court recently. There was a copyright case.
Yeah.
And he won, and nobody knew it, but he said he wasn't the one that was going to get paid. He had already sold his catalog.
Huh.
So whoever had his catalog was the one actually winning the lawsuit.
That can't be. He's only got two songs. I want to rock, and then it's the exact same song but with just different lyrics, and that's We're Not Gonna Take It. It's the only two songs they have.
Well, look, somebody
else,
wanted it.
What else?
It gets
there?
A lot of play, so you probably still cranking, and gets a lot of downloads, so it's probably still cranking in money. Somebody wanted to buy
rock.
It.
And they always had that one dude that played in all the videos that was like the antagonist. He was the dad and the teacher. It was like trying to throw a hand grenade at Twisted Sister.
So Michael Jackson, remember Michael Jackson made the bid to buy the Beatles stuff?
Like, yeah, that's...
It was $47.5 million at the time.
And now I think it's worth almost $1 billion.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah. So this band, so that gives you some context. $140 million, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay. That's actually...
They're going to sell it all.
That's a lot of dough. I would have thought with the Chili Peppers, that would have been a scooch higher.
You think so?
Well, they've got a lot.
They got a lot.
They got a lot of big hits. I mean, look, that's a lot of money. I don't know. Maybe other catalogs, you know, or I don't know what the comp is, because the Beatles are the Beatles, and that's, you know, that's slightly different. I don't think you can shake a stick at $140 million.
I guess the rumor is that with a lot of these bands, it's more expensive for them to keep their catalog and pay taxes on what they make from it.
Really?
Than just sell it.
Huh.
You think we could get in on this game?
I don't sell the primetime. I don't think we own it, by the way. I think that's an Intercom or now Odyssey. Sort of thing.
No, I'm saying nobody wants our. We don't even have a catalog. I'm saying let's buy a band. Let's buy, like, what's Erasure doing? You want to buy their? It's probably, you know, a couple bucks.
Where's Kraftwerk?
Yeah. Oh, Sugar Ray selling their stuff?
In the last year alone, there's been some really significant catalog sales.
Yep. Stevie Nicks sold.
Stevie Nicks, Imagine Dragons, Neil Young. Who's Ryan Tedder?
I don't know who that is.
Taylor Swift, Bob Dylan. All have sold their catalogs.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Do you have prices there?
I do.
How much are Bob Dylan's? How much was Bob Dylan?
That would be $400 million.
Is that the most out of all those?
That's the most out of all those, yeah.
Jesus.
Swift was already worth $300 million, and she's still young.
I love what she's doing.
Neil was $150, Imagine Dragons was $100, Stevie Nicks was $100, and this Ryan Tedder, who I don't know who that is.
Imagine Dragons. $100 million?
$100 million bucks. That Ryan Tedder guy, he sold his for $200 million. The hell is Ryan Tedder? He's a singer, songwriting, musician, and record producer. Oh, so he just had...
He looks like a douche. Yeah, he's worked with Adele, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran.
So he's got a lot of different
stuff.
So
he probably is a douche. But anyway, Imagine Dragons, $100 million. Red Hot Chili Peppers, $140 million. Are you kidding me?
So I'm surprised. I would have thought the...
That shouldn't be like that.
It would have been more.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch coming up next. They'll probably talk in depth about the Royals' 10-game losing streak.
It's got to hurt. Big bad
John. Here's John. Hello.
So, music question for you, since you guys were talking. There's the music. Yeah. So, Journey, right?
Yeah.
Hall of Famers.
Oh,
so,
without question.
Steve Perry no longer with them. They have that Arnel Pineda guy who has actually been their lead singer longer than Steve Perry was.
Okay.
So my question to you is, he's been the lead singer longer than Steve Perry. How come if you listen to him on the radio or Spotify or you go buy a CD, it's Steve Perry Journey? You can't go buy or listen to Arnel Pineda Journey. Why is that? Well, do you think that bothers him?
I think it's because they don't have new music, do they? Don't they just play
the
old stuff?
They just play the old stuff, and Steve Perry probably owns the rights to a bunch of that stuff.
Do you think that bothers Pineda that he's the lead singer of Journey, yet somebody driving around in their car listening to Journey is not listening to him?
No, because that dude was found on YouTube in, like, the Philippines and was probably making $9 an hour working as a barback somewhere, and now... He's the lead singer of Journey. I don't think that guy gives a rip.
I don't think he cares. His story is...
Yes, it's amazing.
It's a great one. And he's really good.
He found him on YouTube singing karaoke, and look at him now.
Like the Biebs.
Yeah. He's awesome. But I think it bothers him a little bit. I don't know. Maybe not.
All right, bye.
All right, see you. Okay.
Big day for the Mariners tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to John about that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
He'll be up there at the peak.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We probably won't get a hold of him then. Hot Corner is next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.